I think the other day we learned this paragraph, even after enlightenment, the fruit of Buddhahood, it is a matter of following scriptures and teachers. Know that encountering a scripture or a teacher and attaining absorption in the nature of things is called the born knowing that attains absorption in the nature of things on encounter absorption in the nature of things. This is a little bit difficult to understand, so I would like to talk about this one. relating with born knowing. I think this concept is also a little difficult to understand, but born knowing is, how can I say, that which is alive vividly. For instance, we are Buddha. Okay, we are Buddha. This truth is something alive vividly, regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not. It is alive constantly. So it is a really fact, a vivid fact, vivid reality. So I think Shochi is the born knowing is knowledge of something alive, vivified, like lively fish, vital fish. That is born knowing, okay? Born knowing. And not born knowing, knowledge of a birthless, that is born knowing, which is something alive in our true reality. It is difficult to know, okay? So even though it is there, we cannot, our concept, our consciousness cannot perceive. So always it's there, but we cannot know. So that is knowledge of birthless, we say, he says. So in other words, if there is something which is really vivified, like a leaping fish, there is no sense of perception. Okay? No sense of perception. How it is vivified. Okay? That is a two situation there. That is born knowing and knowledge of process, he says. Okay? So, what is born knowing? So-called something vivified, like lively fish. That is, here says, Dharma nature. Okay? Dharma nature or Dharma nature samadhi. Okay? The Dharma nature is not something abstract, it is something alive, lively, okay? Lively, day by day, from moment to moment. This is a knowing, born knowing, we call it shochi, okay, in Japanese. So that is a Dharma nature, and that Dharma nature is not separated from us, from all sentient beings. It is exactly intimate with us. How?
only when Dharma nature functions in its pure sense. Okay? So its function is very pure. That is called samadhi. Then our activity really fits into if our activity becomes very pure and undefiled. At that time, our activity fits into the rhythm function of the Dharma nature. So that's why Dharma nature samadhi means there is no gap between the phenomena are we and truth. No gap between. At that time, that we call Dharma nature samadhi. Okay? Dharma nature samadhi. Dharma nature is something alive, lively, like a leaping fish. Lively fish. That is called born knowing. Okay? It is something knowledge. You can have a capability to know this. That's why temporarily we say born knowing, knowledge, okay? That is a what? This what is? What is the vivified? That is a Dharma nature, okay? But a Dharma nature is not separate from us. That's why Dharma nature samadhi. Okay? How can we, Dharma nature samadhi is the no gap between the truth and us. How can we be one with Dharma nature? We have to practice samadhi, which is pure sense of activity, action, deed. Okay? The pure, undefiled nature of activity. At that time, it is called samadhi. So function, what is the vivified knowledge? What is the lively knowledge which exists in our everyday life? Is vivified, the pure, undefined activity of Dharma nature, truth. Okay? This is called lively knowledge. Lively knowledge, okay? In many ways, that the pure, undefined nature of Dharma nature gives us lots of information, consciously or unconsciously. Under all circumstances, this Dharma nature gives us lots of information to support, to grow. That's why we say knowledge, okay? It gives us knowledge in many ways. Even though you try to escape from it, it still continually to give you certain knowledge to you. That's why we say knowledge. Okay? Or wisdom, we say wisdom. This kind of knowledge is really profound, the nature of knowledge. That's why wisdom, we say. But here, anyway, we use knowledge. Okay. So, is that clear? Then knowing, the born knowing, and also Dharma nature, and Dharma nature samadhi. Is that clear relation, a little bit? The born knowing is lively knowledge, okay? Lively knowledge, which is really exist, which is existent in your everyday life, beyond your speculation, beyond your perceptions. Anyway, this is the truth that Buddha mentions, we are Buddha, okay? We are Buddha. But this Buddha truth, or truth, is constantly something alive, okay? Which is giving you lots of knowledge to you in many ways. That's why we say born knowledge, okay? And then what is lively knowledge that is a Dharma nature, so-called truth. Truth is what? We are Buddha. So truth is not separate from us. So Dharma nature is really close to us. So Dharma nature, truth, and we are one. So that is called Dharma nature samadhi. What is a samadhi? Samadhi is undefined nature of activity, functioning. So Dharma nature has these activities, pure undefined activity, and we can also practice undefined activity. Then both come together. This is Dharma nature samadhi. Alright? Then next, he says, it is called born knowing that attains absorption in the nature of things on encountering absorption in the nature of things. This is also a little difficult, quite difficult to understand. In other words, Dharma nature samadhi encounters Dharma nature's samadhi. That is called born knowing. What is a born knowing or lively knowledge, lively reality which exists in our everyday life? What is it? That is a Dharma nature. And Dharma nature samadhi, okay, which Dharma nature is connected closely with us. So Dharma nature samadhi. What is a born knowledge? That is a Dharma nature meet Dharma nature. Okay. Well, this is, let me say it like this. This is very important point, otherwise you don't understand shikantaza, what you are doing. Essentially, Buddhism, Buddhas and ancestors are always living right in the middle of flow of Dharma nature, alright? Well, anyway, so. Well, what is Dharma nature encounters Dharma nature samadhi, okay? Let's see like this. Let's imagine there would be the piece of wood tied up with the end of the rope, string. And you should hold the top of a string and revolve your arm. And then the piece of wood, draw a circle, alright? Draw a circle, revolve it. You can revolve piece of wood. At that time, you can see, not piece of wood, you can see the circle drawn by the motion of a piece of wood, alright? So let's see this example. If you see the circle drawn by a piece of wood, it's called creation, so created life, okay? But on the other hand, in terms of human knowledge, we say it's circle created by a piece of wood. But we have to see that in terms of human eye, but the other side, Buddha's eye, we have to see that situation. At that time, what is a circle? What is the basic nature of the circle created by a piece of wood? At that time, it's not the circle. Motion of the piece of wood. What is the motion? How is the piece of wood moving. That means peace of word at the moment becomes peace of word in a moment. So in other words, sakku means the continuation that peace of word becomes a peace of word from moment to moment. There is nothing but the peace of word, okay? Nothing else. So-called circle and etc. Nothing. Only the peace of word there. So only when peace of word is moving, so-called peace of word becomes peace of word, peace of word becomes peace of word from moment to moment. At that time, it is called motion or action, activities. The pure nature of activities which the peace of word has. That is a situation seen from the Buddha's eye. Okay? But in terms of human eye, we say the circle created by peace of word. But that is already dregs of the time. We already grasp attached to the dregs of time. Time is always moving at the super speed, so you cannot grasp it. All you can do is you just be the present in the flow of time constantly. But in terms of human eye, you can only see the dregs of time, so-called circle. Okay. So we completely forget basic nature of the circle from where circle comes. So that circle comes from continuation of piece of word in motion from moment to moment, nothing else. That is called Dhamma nature samadhi meets Dhamma nature samadhi. That is called lively knowledge. That is a really lively knowledge. If you are the jet era airplane, you must be always accord with. You must accord with. Anyway, at the flow of time, speed. So who are you? You are not you. You are just time, speed becomes time, becomes time at a certain speed. So you are not a certain fixed form. You are time. You are speed. In terms of Buddha's eye. But in terms of human eyes, we say karagiri, form of human body. But we have to see that situation in terms of Buddha's eye. In other words, we have to see the original nature of form of karagiri in the jet airplane. At that time, karagiri is gone. Then karagiri is nothing but the time speed. So time speed, continuation of time speed. Then it is called form of karagiri in terms of human eyes. Okay. And form of jet airplanes, etc. That is called Dhamma nature samadhi encounters Dhamma nature samadhi. Moment, piece of word becomes piece of word at the moment. At the next moment, piece of word becomes piece of word. That's all it has to do. And then there is the created word comes up. That is called circle. So in terms of flow of time, so-called peaceful word becomes peaceful word at the moment. At the next moment, the peaceful word must become the peaceful word as it really is. At that time, flame or form of peaceful word is gone. Completely gone. So, but the human beings are always tied up very strongly, bogged down with form. Form or conception, ideas, so lots of things. So we cannot move an inch in the sphere of the conception, ideas, and these five scandals and the 12 analysis of human existence, etc. Okay, we cannot move an inch. But strictly speaking, if you act in a pure sense, the flame form of body can be liberated. You don't believe this, but you can do it. But for instance, it is not only the peace word, emotion. Yeah? Peace word is your five scandals. Emotion. At that time, your form of five scandals is dissipated and penetrated, melted away into the space. And you become liberated. This is an activity, practice, we say. Okay? For instance, rock climber. If you become a rock climber, you must be really penetrating, it comes into the rock, okay? Because there is no other ways. You know? You have to exactly fit to the rock. If you are slackened, immediately you die. So you have to exactly fit into the rock. At that time, no gap between you and rock. Your body is exactly penetrated to the rock. At that time, you don't have your senses. If you have your senses, even the sight, it makes you scared. Fear. And also there are lots of things you have to do, so-called procedure. Okay? How to climb the rock. So lots of complicated procedure you have to do. Your body has to do. But body never be hampered by complicated procedure. Your body is exactly fitting into all this rock and move smoothly. At that time, your form of five scandals. You don't feel form of five scandals in your bodies because your body is exactly rock. That means you don't have your senses. If you have your senses, you cannot act in that way. So if your activity is very undefiled, your body appears very naturally. It's penetrated into whole space, all space. That is liberation, we say. Zazen, you've got Zazen, he mentions a little bit about this one. And also you should read Genjo Koan, Dogen Zenji mentioned about this, and also Zenki, the whole work in this book, you can see. Or total dynamic working, we say. If you read that one, Dogen Zenji mentions constantly. Okay? So, I think when the form of your five scandals is dissipated, melted away into the rock, at that time your body is liberated because your body is rock. Rock is anyway you. Okay? That is who are you? You are rock. So rock is moving. So from moment to moment, you have rock becomes rock. That's it. When you see yourself, you must be you. That at that time, rocks are completely absorbed into your body. No separation. So no sense of consciousness. If you have even slightly a sense of consciousness, that time there is a gap. So it's pretty hard to climb the rock. So if you become a master of rock climbers, there is no sense of ego sense, self-consciousness. And also in the realm of no sense of self-consciousness, the form of human body can be dissipated, melted away into the rock, into the space. That is called creation, okay? Created world. And then within this creation, you confirm your existence. Rock can confirm rock's existence by itself. That's why you confirm yourself, your existence by yourself, and rock confirm its own existence by itself, because no gap between. And then there is exactly total peaceful activity coming up. That is a creation, we say. Okay? If you become a master of the rock climber, naturally you can experience this one. Even the sports, even whatever you do, climb the mountain or standing this nature, I think let's try, you try. In the evening, the dawn, you just sit down in the nature, wherever you are. Okay? And calm your mind, sit down, just listen to the sound of the cricket and the many sound in this field. Anyway, sit down, listen to the voice of nature. And then the more your mind is getting calmer, calmer and calmer, the more you can feel no sense of your consciousness, which causes to separate between. So no sense. And then at that time, your body, you feel that your body form of five skandhas is melted away into the dawn of nature. And then you feel just like a floating in the nature. Sit down on the ground, but you feel exactly floating. That floating is not in the air. You are there, but you feel your body is supported, holded by huge nature. That you can feel. Just like a sleeping in the bed in the night, okay? Tonight you should try to experience this one. Go to bed, you know? And then calm your mind and go to bed and close the lights off, and close your eyes, and then sleep. That, you know, concentrate your breath. Very naturally, lights out completely, then you will relax with the bed, very naturally, your consciousness penetrated into whole space. Okay? And your body becomes very soft and light. And then your body is supported, held by bed. But that bed is universal bed. Your bed is small bed, but it becomes universal bed. If you sleep, to sleep, so-called activity of to sleep, okay, is very undefiled. You can experience naturally. The active, pure undefiled activity of so-called of standing or sitting in right in the middle of nature like this cause you to experience this one. Okay? Liberation of your body, liberation of your consciousness, naturally. At that time, who are you? You are not you. Nature meets nature. Nature encounters nature. That you can say. Universe encounters universe. That's you. Okay? Because your form of your five skandhas liberated. Exactly, there is a wonderful whole universe coming up. That is creation, okay? Do you? Well, for instance, this circle. Circle is that the drawing a circle by piece of wood is same things. That is same example. But that is the kind of the objective, you know, but you can experience everyday life. You do, usually, but you don't realize it. That's why we have to read scriptures and we have to listen to the Buddha's teaching and deepen the investigate what's going on in the basis of existence. What's going on? We have to realize it. Otherwise, we are always floating in the dualistic world. You never touch the truth and basic nature of existence, even though you are there. Okay? Do you have a question about this? That is, here mentions Dharma nature, Samadhi, encounter Dharma nature. This is born knowledge. This is called born knowledge. This is something lively knowledge. This is something lively from moment to moment. Creation means two things come together. Piece of word, and also the you. A piece of word and also other space. Perception. Two things come together from the one same and one ground. The same on the one ground means the moment after moment, the flow of moment. Okay? Flow of moment. In the flow of moment, there is no conceptions. So only you can see one, if piece of wood is there. Then piece of wood becomes piece of wood from that moment to moment. Nothing else. That is what is called circle. So circle is creation manifested by piece of wood and whole universe. So whole universe and piece of wood come together, born simultaneously from the same and one ground. This is flow of moment. But we are always attached to dregs of moment. Do you understand? Dregs of moment. But even the religion always mentions about the divinity, and they say, this is, we are always getting, taking up all of these dregs of time. Whatever you use a term, we don't pay attention to it. We never thought about it, because it is not the spiritual business. We believe that is a physics business, something like that. I don't think so. This is real spiritual business, spiritual war. Otherwise, you don't know what the truth is. So that's why this is a very complicated, simple explanation by Dogen, but it's pretty difficult to understand it. It's very simple, but the meaning is very deep. That's why I have to explain this one. Okay? This is wow is also creation, created world. Okay, when the I and the moose meet together at the moment, this is unity. Okay, now after experience of unity, then we say wow, this is a circle, exactly same as circle. But before you create a circle, so-called while, there is a perfect unity which is undefiled by anybody. Okay? Is that clear?
That unity is, as you say, divine nature encountering divine nature?
Sure.
Hearing you talking about this, that almost sounds like a linear
cause and effect
connection.
Yes, it's connected. But in that realm, there is no form, no sense of cause and effect.
Right.
But a cause and effect working there, but there is no concept of causation.
Uh-huh.
So causation there, but no concept of causation. Yes, five skandhas, your five skandhas there, but no sense of five skandhas. You are liberated. Consciousness there, but no consciousness there. So consciousness must be liberated there. That must be. If you act vague in an undefined way, naturally, you are liberated. Any form. We don't believe, but it's really true. Everyone do it. This is a practice, undefiled practice. That's why Shikantaza is not just sitting. But what is the activity, so-called Shikantaza? Shikantaza must be very undefiled activities where the form of five skandhas is melted away into the space. So you're liberated, actually. Your consciousness, true. That's why Zazen is a very simple form, like a rock climbers. From moment to moment, it's a simple word. Okay? But you have to do, there are lots of complicated procedures you have to go through. Okay? So as a rock climber, because situation is very serious. Okay? The serious situation is very serious, critical, but crisis. But very simple. Very simple. That's why you have to, anyway, deal with lots of complicated procedure, but your body never be hampered by those procedures. You just fit into every moment. So who are you? You are just moment. So moment encounters moment. That is a rock climber. This is a Shikantaza. Exactly Shikantaza. Swimming, diver, I mentioned always diver from the cliff. In Acapulco, anyway, this is also same things. You can see it. Any other question? Is that clear? Hey.
This says, know that encountering a scripture or a teacher and attaining absorption in the nature of things,
mm-hmm.
all three of those things,
yes.
is called the bar knowing that
yes.
it attains
lively knowledge. Yes, it is.
So, you put encountering a scripture or a teacher
is simultaneously attaining absorption in the nature of things.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you never encounter the scriptures.
That encountering is...
Right. Encounter is pure, undefiled nature of activities.
Okay.
And then, that is called encounter scripture. For who make it possible for you to encounter the scriptures? No one. It is so called, anyway, the truth. In other words, you are not Buddha natures. So Buddha nature encounters Buddha nature. This is called the to encounter scriptures, to encounter teacher. So if you stand up and sit down, this is sit down there, that is exactly, you can encounter the nature. Okay? Who are you? Very undefiled activity, so called sit down there. So who sit down? No. Just whole universe sit down there. So whole universe sit down there for a moment. Moment. That is you. That is you, and that is you encounter nature. Right.
Is that how you're talking about absorbing the scriptures then? Is it sort of a physical thing? Absorbing the teachings and the scriptures, like when you meet with the house of training?
Yes, same things. That's why, how can you read? What is the best time to read or to say, encounter the scriptures, and how can we read? Something like this question coming up. But all I can say is, just read with sincere heart. In other words, scriptures is you. You are scriptures, naturally. So later it comes up. Dogen Zenji mentions scriptures. Scripture is you. Okay? Scripture is the self. The self is scripture. Later it comes up. Okay? So that's why toward the end of the first paragraph, he mentions encountering teacherless knowledge and spontaneous knowledge, and correct conveying teacherless knowledge, spontaneous knowledge. That is teacherless knowledge and spontaneous knowledge. Okay? But how can you? What makes you climb the rock? The being liberated from your form of five skandhas. How? We don't know. But actually, your form of five skandhas liberated. Where? Right in the middle of flow of undefiled practice. Liberated. So very naturally, who made it? I don't know. It's coming up naturally. So natural, spontaneous knowledge. Who teaches? Yes, nobody. Nobody teaches you. You, it's coming just like a spring water coming up. So teach us. You are teacher. Okay? That's why he says, teacherless knowledge and spontaneous knowledge, he says.
from this point, I think next line, if one were not born knowing, even though might encounter scriptures and teachers, one couldn't hear of the nature of things. One couldn't witness the nature of things. The great path is not the principle of light. Someone drinking water knows for himself whether it's warm or cool. It is not then, okay? Most of people misunderstand then. Then is to experience direct, to drink water, to know whether it is cool or warm. I don't think this is then, because there is always two things, I and water. Person who drinks water, so person and water, always dualistic word. That is meaning of this message, okay? The drinking water knows for himself whether it's warm or cool. But will then, as a spiritual life, think you drink you. Okay? Water drinks water. Rocks walk rocks. That time, you are exactly then. Okay? You are exactly rock. It's possible. It's not possible. You can do it. Everyone does. Particularly, rock climber wants to be master of the rock climber. He has to do it. But a spiritual life is really vague because nothing particular object. You climb so-called rock, climb mountains, nothing. So a huge universe is your mountain's rock. You have to climb. It's huge. And also, whole universe doesn't have particular form. So formless universe, you have to climb. How difficult it is. That's why people don't believe it. Spiritual thinking is not only the something you have to do with your own mind. No. You cannot do it. You have to climb with the body. And the form of your five skandhas must be dissipated and liberated. Where? In the universe. How? Right in the middle of undefined practice. Undefined activities. This is how, spiritually. Zazen. Simple. It's very simple practice. But if you always giving take up something complicated stuff, okay? All you as a rock climber has to be simple from moment to moment. Otherwise, you cannot be one with a rock. But people don't believe it, particularly in the spiritual world. That's why people bring up lots of stuff from outside into the sea, its spirit, mind, conscious world, believing something itself. So, and also, most of people are very confused. So I think...
If you're explaining the scripture, trying to help me explain the scripture to me or to us, something really hits home for me, what you're saying. Am I encountering you or am I encountering the scripture?
Yes.
Yes.
You are countering?
Am I encountering you or am I encountering the scripture that you're explaining?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
One or the other?
Both. Both. Scripture. You see this? when you climb the rock, you know, you have to encounter the scriptures, a rock, and also you have to encounter you as a rock climbers, okay? Your teachers, anyway. And the rocks is there, actually. This is your teacher, anyway. Okay? Through the scriptures, there are complicated procedures you have to do, you have to go through with your six or five skandhas. Okay? But your body shouldn't be hampered, confused by complicated procedure. All you have to do is just go through. Do you understand now? Otherwise, if you're confused, you fall down and die. This is Zazen. This is how to take care of human life. If you are right in the middle of rock, so-called death, how do you climb the rock of death?
Don't hesitate.
No. No hesitation, what shadow of hesitation there, but you cannot be hesitated. So shadow of hesitation, no sense of hesitation there. All you have to do is simply you have to continually climb the rock of death. That's all. You cannot get overnight this kind of things. So that's why we have to always, every day, we have to practice this one in a simple way. Particularly, spiritual life is huge mountains, huge rock. You have to climb. With that formless rock, so-called universe, you have to climb it. This is a spiritual life. Ha! You cannot get it overnight. There are 10 years. No. Again and again you have to do it. Because we have to be tamed already by dualistic sense always. We are choked, suffocated to death by conception, lots of conceptions, ideas, some form of five skandhas, in the form of six senses, six consciousnesses, you know. We are suffocated to death. We cannot move an inch. I don't think you should ignore it. The important point is, how can you be? How can you liberate the form of six senses and the form of five skandhas? Otherwise, you cannot have a created world, created art of human life. Okay?
Well, uncreated.
There is more uncreated.
Sure.
I'm talking about created world, okay? Created out of the human life in terms of, in the spiritual world, okay?
Right.
This is creation, the essential art of Zazen, alright? This is non-thinking. This is essential art of Zazen, okay? In other words, this is a creation. That creation comes from where? Beyond uncreation or creation. That is what? Undefined activities. Flow of undefined activity of moment. That's it. Is there some concept? Uncreation? Or is there some concept? Creation. Nothing.
We just talked about the creator.
That's why from that total flow of undefined activity of the moment, there is a creation coming up. Okay? Creation comes up. Creation, within the creation, you and whole universe are born simultaneously. You don't know why, when, by chance, not by chance, till all of a sudden you can do it. This is called enlightenment spiritually. Okay? So I'm talking about beyond the creation or not creation, alright? But if you, from that, there are some words coming up that is creation, we say. Created art of human life. Okay?
What if we don't want to create anything?
You cannot do it in that way. Already, you have to be, you are supported by this flow of undefined activity, so-called truth. Okay? Cause you to create beautiful art of human life. This is Buddhist compassion. So you can think. You can think in terms of your senses. Now that is, if you become a critical toward you, you can feel many. So I am first grade, I am not second grade. Because of all the sense of comparison there. But with the Buddha's compassion is beyond this one. What is the Buddha's compassion? This is a Dharma nature. What is a Dharma nature? Dharma nature is actually functioning. So, lively knowledge, giving all this information to you. What kind of knowledge? Please have created art of human life. This is Buddha's compassion, hope, aspiration for all sentient beings. Always please have created art of human being, human existence. So called Buddha. Okay?
What does this have to do with less desire?
Less desire is a virtue of experience where you are. You are present right in the middle of undefined activities, okay? Practice. And then it appears sometimes less desire. Okay? I can explain like this. You can explain that under a certain circumstances, seeing from desire, okay? Seeing from three poisons, okay? That undefined activity is called great desires, super desires, okay? We can say. So in terms of a certain angle, you can put the name on it many ways, all right?
What is knowledge of the purpose? I
don't understand that. That is, you cannot know. You cannot know by your concept, perceptions. But that doesn't mean you don't know. You don't know is there is a something you really know clearly with your whole body. You know already. Before you want to know or you don't want to know, you know already. That is born knowledge. But that born knowledge is the beyond your perception, beyond your speculations.
And that part that's beyond speculation is knowledge of birthless?
Birthless. Knowledge of birthless.
When is born knowing that kind of knowledge, is there thinking?
No.
With born knowing, there's no thinking?
No thinking.
And what's the difference in that?
Not thinking. It's not thinking.
And what is knowledge of birthless?
Birthless is not thinking. In other words, if you say not thinking.
So they're both not thinking?
No. But both is, you can see. You can see the thinking, that is a born knowledge, okay? Born knowledge. But on that end, born knowledge is something beyond the thinking. So that's where we say not thinking. Not thinking.
Or knowledge of
purpose. Yes, perfect. Not thinking. But when you see total picture of real reality coming from non-thinking, coming from undefined activity of the moment, flow of moment, okay, in a very pure activities, that is the same on one ground, right? From that ground, there are many things coming up. Briefly speaking, thinking world coming up, but that thinking world is completely not thinking because it's something alive vividly, but that is something more than perceptions, human perceptions. So, not thinking. So, for instance, if you see your four or five skandhas, well, you can think of it, but behind the five skandhas, there are many beings, so you cannot think all of them. So lots of things, finally, you don't know what the five skandhas. So five skandhas is knowable, but on the other end, unknowable. From where both comes? Both comes from and you are non-thinking. Means pure, undefined, a flow of undefined practice. Activity. That is moment, instance. Okay? Not one finger snap. I say one finger snap consists of 65 instances I mentioned, alright? No inventions in Shobo Genzo. It means you, if you listen to it, you catch the sound of the one finger snap, immediately you have missed already 65 instances. Alright?
Why 65 and not 200?
We handle it already. We are there. But we don't pay attention to it. That's it.
Yeah, but why exactly 25?
60. 65. Oh, sure. I don't know. It's the shortest period of time. Maybe in countries. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter number. But if you try to know most shortest period of time, it is temporal instance. And also that instance is, of course, consisting of 65 instances. Anyway, we can say temporal. But it means, number means complete implication of boundlessness. Because 65 instances within the one finger snap, what do you mean?
Other time, how do you explain the relation, process of knowledge and Georgia, which you said?
Mm-hmm.
The thinking process of knowledge and
That the Jojo is in terms of human speculation.
Yes.
In the human speculation, we try to see very deeply into human emotion.
Only emotion.
Intuitions and also all consciousness, all right? Six consciousness, eighth consciousness. Anyway, if you try to go deeply into the bottom, and then you can reach the terminal station. Okay? That terminal station is called Jocho, we say.
Yes.
Emotion, feeling.
Yes. At the time, body
of mind. Yeah, that is. That beginning of the feeling is kind of some first ground, the very ground feeling, just like a bubble. First event which comes up from the whole universe, so-called wow,
but
same things.
But is the Bhagavad Gita or Brahma is isn't the function of Jyoti. Not, isn't it? Not function.
It's function. It's function. Yeah, born knowledge and the blissless knowledge is a function.
Of?
Function of.
Jyoti.
Function of Jyoti, yes, you can say so. Jyoti, Idakri Jyoti. Jyoti is, I mentioned the other day.
Actually,
it's Jyoti. The beginning, the very beginning of feeling. Yes, if you use a feeling, but the jyoti is the very beginning. That's why the very beginning of the feeling is the already the human world, samsaric world, but on the other end, it is not samsaric world. It is already pure nature of the flow of pure activity, moment. Terminal station. So terminal station is, anyway, everyone should come to the reach there, and simultaneously you can go any place. So you're free, liberated. So that's why in terms of human samsaric world, we research the human beings again and again, and then you can reach. This is one of the way to research, you know, what the human is, what the truth is. But it's very, there is some difficulty because you don't know the real meaning of the very beginning of the event. Now, what is the relation between the very beginning of the event and prior to the very beginning of the event? You don't know. Because we are so much involved in the world after the very beginning of the event. Okay?
But Jyoti is before the very beginning.
Jyoti is, anyway, the right there, the very beginning. But it indicates through before event.
Beginningless beginning.
Indicates beginning of. Beginningless beginning also. Okay?
Because you can't know before.
No.
Okay.
That's why we say Jyoti. That is a basic nature of human feeling. So human feeling is completely open. That is nature, natural nature.
So it's like Jyoti.
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 Mm-hmm.
Points here.
Where
this was before the beginning.
Right.
Immediately we're going.
That's true. That's true.
Never touched it.
No. That's true. That's why we always, if you want to educate somebody spiritually, you have to nurture and cultivate that jyoti. Okay? That's why people try to educate the English or music, you know, from the small boy. I don't know if it is good or bad, right or wrong, but anyway, you know, Suzuki method, and they try to teach the little boy from the little boy, you know, child, from the childhood. The Suzuki method try to educate the violin, you know, music. Because for the children, their feeling is really open. So even though they don't understand the music, it's coming into, penetrate their life. Okay?
Is non-thinking the same as absorption into the nature?
Mm-hmm. Absorption of the nature of things is a kind of with the different term what did you say?
Non-thinking.
Non-thinking is more, that concept of non-thinking is more pure, the more undefiled flow of activities, flow of motion. That is non-thinking. Moment. It's instant. And then absorption of the nature of things is relation between that pure, undefiled activity of moment and human life, phenomena, relation. That is Dhamma nature samadhi, the absorption of the nature of the thing. That is to indicate, that concept indicates relation between the truth and the phenomena. Okay? But if you say Dhamma nature, it is only Dhamma truth. The non-thinking is indication of that truth, functioning of the truth. In terms of psychology, thinking, okay, psychological point of view. Any other question?
How do you nurture and cultivate jocho?
That is, I think, the not giving us something, not giving the knowledge to somebody else in order to make him wise and itself. Instead of this, you have to put somebody in the huge scale of the mood of music. You have to soak the children's body and the mind in the huge bathtub of music. Then, learn. That's it. Instead of giving the knowledge to the music, of the music. Okay? That is cultivate and nurture jocho.
Not thinking is the same as the mind.
You can say so, sure. You bad.
So by soaking and nurturing yourself, is it an experience that you're talking about?
Yes, experience, naturally, children you experience, and anybody you experience. Listening and seeing from five scandals. Anyway, with the five scandals, in many ways they have to contact with something. Okay? Instead of giving the knowledge to him, anyway, put him, soak him in the bathtub of the music and spiritual life. Anyway, create a mood as a whole, and then put them in there. And then, with the five scandals, anyway, let's listen, let's see, let's learn, let's do something. That is a nurture, way of nurturing, cultivating that jocho, the beginning, the very beginning of feeding. Is that clear? Okay? But usually, if you go to the school, obviously there is systematic understanding. So, A, B, you have to memorize, you have to master A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Okay? But in order to nurture and cultivate the jocho, you have to learn that not only the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but many beings around A, around B, around C. Many beings, everyday life. Lots of everyday life. So you have to be, you have to memorize one thing after soaking yourself in the bathtub of huge something, music. Okay? And then you can memorize A at the school. But school always gives you knowledge systematically. We don't pay attention to the many beings around the A. You understand? So always you should memorize A, yes. The next, you should memorize B. Then if you finish all from A and Z, and then you can be graduated. But human memorization is anyway limited. So you forget. Sometimes B, sometimes H. You forget. But even though you forget the B or H, sometimes it's coming up. It's coming up. Because it's related with other beings. So if you see other beings, and then from that other being, H coming up. Do you understand that one? For instance, we are talking, you are listening to my talk now, and then maybe after training sessions, and you go back to the city, and somebody will ask you, what kind of robe Katagiri wear? You know? You don't pay attention to my love, what kind of love I wear. And then it's immediately you can see that, you know, you can see the cat, black cat around you. And if you see the black cat, oh, Katagiri wear the black robe. That kind of thing's coming up. Do you understand? This is nurturing and cultivating a jocho. Do you understand that? Particularly music and the spiritual life, it's very important for us. But education at the school is not something like that. Very smart. So you become smart, but you don't have warm, you don't have deep. You are not deep. Very thin. Very breakable. Just like a piece of paper. You know, in Japan, in a festival of shrines, you know, lots of small shop there in the street, on the street, and one of them that is scooping and catching the golden fish with, you know, net made by the paper. Very thin paper, just like tissue paper, you know, net. And then you have to scoop with this. Very carefully, quickly. So if you have, anyway, if you have education and become smart, you are just like, just like a net made by the paper. Very smart. So very quick. You can get the gold, but it's very easy to break. That is our education. So it's fun, not so fun. Because you have to scoop, you have to get the catch the goal, ha! It's very fun, don't you think so? But spiritual, if you have a spiritual net, you know, it's never broken. It's very hard. Okay, any other question? Well, I think you should think about this one, what I said today. Otherwise, otherwise it's very difficult to understand the Dharma nature.